And McCann start over at the 25-yard line. Ja'Cory Harris under center. Mike James and Javaris James behind him. Benjamin in motion right to left. Harris takes a snap. He'll play fake and roll out to the left, looking for Aldarius Johnson. And the pass is dropped as it looked like it was there. It put some tight coverage on the play for the Blue Devils, but Aldarius Johnson cannot come up with the catch, and second and 10 for Miami.
And that ball was sailing on Aldarius Johnson. You see that a lot with Ja'Cory Harris's throw. They just kind of sail out of the outstretched arms of the receivers.
It was the safety Katron Ganey on the coverage there, so a matchup that you would typically like if you're Miami, receiver and Johnson on the safety, but Aldarius Johnson cannot come up with that play. Second and 10, unbalanced line now for Miami. Fox moves over to the right side. I formation for the Hurricanes. And handoff goes up the middle to Javaris James, breaking into the second level, an 8-yard gain for the Hurricane tailback. So a third and short now coming up for Miami.
Nothing too fancy right there, Zayner. That was just a textbook run right up the middle. That's Javaris James trusting his interior lineman running between the tackles.
And this is a situation, third and two, where you might normally see Damian Berry, but Javaris James also more of a power back as compared to Greg Cooper. So Mark Whipple sticking with Javaris James here on third and two from the 33. About 14 minutes to play in the second quarter. Miami trails the Blue Devils 6-3. Offset eye again. Harris under center. He'll hand to James on the stretch play to the left. Steal off blocks from Miami. Javaris James picks up the first down out to the 42-yard line. A gain of four, and Miami moves the chains.
Joel Figueroa, the offensive lineman, getting treated by an athletic trainer on the sideline. So Harlan Gunn playing.
Harlan Gunn has been rotating in, the redshirt sophomore this season, getting his first action as a Cane. Has been rotating in with Figueroa all season. And with Figueroa getting treatment, Gunn is the guy right now at right guard.
And Gunn, the Omaha, Nebraska native, is home of the College World Series.
So offset eye once again for the Miami Hurricanes. As Ja'Cory Harris is under center, sends Benjamin in motion left to right. Play fake to James. Harris back to throw. Looking downfield for Johnson into triple coverage, and it's long, almost intercepted once again. And almost intercepted by a Duke Blue Devil player who is shaken up right now. Can't exactly see his number until he gets up. It looks like that was Katron Ganey once again. Harris looking downfield, but Justin, another questionable decision there for Ja'Cory Harris.
Another questionable decision, and this time Ja'Cory Harris usually is the first one to take blame on himself, but he's barking at his receiver out there, Darius Johnson, for maybe stopping too short of the route.
So once again, an incompletion on first down. Second and 10 for Miami at their own 37-yard line. Harris once again under center, I formation. Mike James the fullback, Javaris James the tailback. And Harris hands to James, who cuts back to the left and picks up a couple of yards out to about the 40-yard line. It'll be third and seven for Miami. So not quite as effective on the second down run there as last time, where James picked up 8 yards. This time he picks up three, and it'll be third and seven for Miami.
A real quiet atmosphere here at Landshark Stadium right now. A sparse crowd on hand, and they're not making any kind of noise. They're pretty frustrated with this kind of play.
The crowd has filled in a little bit since kickoff, but again, Hurricane offense really hasn't given this crowd a whole lot to be excited about so far. So Harris under center, bunch receivers. Miami snaps a quick. Harris back to throw, looking for a wide open Travis Benjamin, who hauls it at the Duke 45. Benjamin breaks a tackle into the open field. Benjamin breaks another tackle, finally brought down at the 30-yard line. The ball came out, but I believe they're going to call Benjamin down. He was tackled by Matt Daniels, but Travis Benjamin picks up about 15 yards after the catch. Breaking tackles, showing his elusiveness, a big play for Miami.
And you want to talk about Aubrey Hill and Yak? Well, that's a prime time example right there by Travis Benjamin, just using his shifty moves, and T-Benj, just a star.
No huddle once again for Miami. Damian Berry, the lone setback behind Ja'Cory Harris, snaps it quickly. Play fake left, rolling right, finds Leonard Hankerson in the flat. Hankerson cuts back to left, getting a couple of blocks. Leonard Hankerson down to the 13-yard line, another first down for Miami.
Leonard Hankerson, the team leader in Yak. Now drives down inside the red zone to the 13-yard line.
And Hankerson, a guy that has been talked about, had some problems with drops the past couple of years, has still dropped some passes, but overall an effective season for really the leader of this receiving corps, the junior Hankerson. Quick snap again. It's fumbled by Ja'Cory Harris, who just picks it up. The ball still loose, and the ball looks like it's going to be picked up by the Blue Devils, and they do. So a big mistake there for Miami. As a low snap, Ja'Cory Harris tried to field it, tried to do something with it, and the Hurricanes turn the ball over once again.
And we talked about at the beginning of the day, it was imperative the center.